Welcome to Discover You Radio's discussions. Let's show some respect by paying attention to what our guest has to say. Go on now, my friend. The floor is yours. We want to know who you are, what you're about, and what you have to bring to the table.
Thank you for tuning in. You are listening to Discussions on Discover You Radio, and we have Dodd Michael Lead on the phone with us. We're going to talk about his endeavors. One thing we were discussing not too long ago is how he is he's starting to get some revenue off his Spotify streams. He's got a song with a great story called Elephant in the Room. We're gonna elaborate on these things and let's just get with the going. Hey Dodd, how's it going?
Hey Will, what's going on?
Not much.
Happy to be here.
I'm glad to have you, man. Every time we talk, it's always awesome conversation because it's
we
music.
Do have great conversations, you and I.
Absolutely. A lot of history in music, you know, and I think we enjoy the stories that we get to share.
You know, I like to think of myself as a big fan of, you know, I'm a fan of music and bands and everything else. So when it comes to talking music, talking bands, talking, you know, just the history of rock and roll and everything that's, you know, that has come before, I love talking. You know, I mean, like, I love the stories and I do, you know, I mean, I'm fascinated by it, you know, I mean, so.
Right. And I'm amazed at the Spotify streams, you know, you're getting to pay. I've done music and I've been on CD Baby since like 2007. I think the most revenue I've ever generated from CD Baby and streams on my stuff is probably $9 out of all those years.
The irony is that, you know, year after year I would get a check from, you know, I mean, for the digital streaming, but it was always just it was like one check for a year, and it was really like, you know, $20, you know.
Right.
And then last year in April, I think it was April, you know, they just you know, I got a check, which I thought, okay, well, this is normal. I got a check in February, and then I got another check in April, and then I got a check every month thereafter, up until recent. I mean, and so it's just the stream. I mean, it is paying off. I mean, it's not paying off. I'm not making more than I'm spending, not yet, but I'm seeing growth. You know, every check is bigger than the one before it, and I'm seeing the streams grow. I'm seeing, you know, I mean, I'm the algorithms are kicked in. Everybody, you know, I mean. Spotify is and Apple are recommending me and recommending the music. It's not me. It's the music that they're, you know.
Yeah.
But it's really cool. You know, I mean, like I like to see, you know, I mean, it's a good feeling inside when something that you've worked so hard and you've nurtured and you know, you've brought to this fruition and, you know, you put it out there into the world and you go like, okay, at that point in time, you're just kind of letting it go. And you're going like, hey, okay, do something, you know.
And you do see the hard work, you know. I mean, it's like the Frankie M. Award. Remember that award?
Yes, I do.
And
I
that
do.
Award, it actually goes out to people who work hard. It's like, hey, this is a humble person. Number one, doesn't have the great big ego. Very humble and very respectful to other artists. And that's what that award goes for. And all of a sudden, blam! What'd you get?
I'm proud to be a recipient of the award. I definitely am. And the Grammy, you know, I mean, the consideration for, you know, for the Grammy nominee.
That was great. Most definitely. It shows that the hard work that you put in is out there. And not only with the DML conspiracy, I mean, you've got solo stuff and then you've got your other DML cartel project that you've done and all the years of your, you know, contributions to the music business, you know, with your big fanfare with Mother Love Bone. You know, it's just,
you want to know something. I'm going to tell you a quick story if I can about that. So recently,
I'm going to give you 40 seconds to tell this story.
Okay, recently this might take longer, but here we go. So I just recently started working with Dave Hillis, who used to work with Mother Love Bone, Soundgarden, Pearl Jam, and Alice in Chains, and all the Seattle bands of that era. And it's really cool to work with him. I did a mix of Elephant in the Room with him, which hasn't been released yet. There is a mix of Elephant in the Room that has been released. His mix hasn't been released yet. It's next on the list. And then we started another song together called Gun in His Hand, which will come out next month.
That is awesome.
Did I get that in 40 seconds?
Yeah, you got it. That is awesome. Don't go away, you guys. You stay tuned. We got more with Dodd coming up.
You're a business owner, and you want to grow your business, but you don't have the time to focus on marketing. It seems like every time you turn around, another new marketing trend is popping up. You can spend hours trying to figure out how to make your ads work, or you can use DiscoverU Radio services. We've spent years learning the ins and outs of online marketing. Our team will help you create a campaign that gets results. We have experience creating ads for platforms like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube, which are the most popular social media networks in today's world. Get started with our experienced team today. Go to discoveruradio.com or call 970-286-5921 for your free consultation. Let DiscoverU Radio create an ad campaign for you, so you can focus on your business while we focus on getting you more customers.
Welcome back. We are back with Dodd Michael Leed of the DML Conspiracy. And while I got your attention, I would like you guys to look up DML Conspiracy. Google friendly. You can find DML Conspiracy on Google, on Yahoo, any search engine. You can look them up there. Type in the web address, dmlconspiracy.com. It'll go straight to the website. Go on Spotify, look up DML Conspiracy. Just Google DML Conspiracy. Tons and tons of pages come up on Dodd Michael Leed's band. And we're going to continue on with the discussion regarding working with one of the executives or producer with Mother Love Bone. And Dodd, do you want to take it from here and give us a story?
Sure, yeah. So as I was telling you earlier, and I'll go ahead and say it again, I'm a diehard Mother Love Bone fan. Have been, you know, I mean, since God knows, since the, you know, day one. And I follow anything that has to do with Mother Love Bone. And I was on Instagram one day, and I came across a guy named Dave Hillis, and he had worked with Mother Love Bone, and I thought that was amazing. And so I just friended him on Instagram. He didn't know really who I was or anything, but I would comment on his basically it's all the Seattle bands, you know, Alice, yeah. It was Alice in Chains, it's Soundgarden, it's Pearl Jam, and he's worked with all of them in one capacity or another. And so I was like, I reached out to him. I had lost, I had a mix engineer who I'd been working with, who was no longer able to do what to work with me because of other obligations. And so I was looking for a new mix engineer, and I had reached out to a couple other guys, and then I just took a stab at maybe, you know, I didn't know if Dave Hillis would be interested in working with, you know, someone who's not of that caliber at this point.
Right.
But I reached out to him and I said, like, hey, I'm looking for mix engineer. Would you be interested? And he, you know, he shot me, you know, an email back. We got on the phone. We talked to each other, and it was a very, it was really cool. You know, I mean, he's got some great stories about the Seattle scene in the 90s and how it just exploded. He was part of the epicenter of the whole thing. And so we did a mix together, which is going to be released next. It's Elephant in the Room. It's the Hillis mix is what it's called right now, because I was having some issues with CD Baby and the release of the song. Right. So I had to do some, you know, manipulation with the artwork and the meta tags and all this other stuff. So hopefully that song will be coming out soon. I do have a video working that's going to be coming out at the same time. So I have a video and the song. And then we've started a second song together. And I think moving forward, he's going to be my guy. I just like working with him a lot. He's really easy to work with, and I would recommend him to anybody. You know, I mean, so Dave Hillis, if you're listening, you know, there you go. This is your plug, brother.
That's your plug, Dave Hillis. And you know what?
All because of Andrew Wood and my love of Mother Love Bone. So.
Yep, Andrew Wood and the love of Mother Love Bone. And you know, if he's hearing this, Dave Willis.
Dave Hillis.
Dave Hillis. You got to forgive me. I'm really terrible with names. But hey, yeah, if you're listening to this, Dave Hillis, shoot us some stories. We'd love to hear the prodigies, the fights, the arguments, the how songs came together, you know, the disagreements and the agreements and the, you know, was it going to be Pearl Garden before Pearl Jam? You know, it's like.
Well, you know, it was Mookie Blaylock first, right? I mean, they named their band Mookie Blaylock, and then they got a cease and desist, and they had to come up with another name. And because Mookie Blaylock, I don't know if you're familiar with basketball. He's a basketball player.
I'm not.
And all the guys in Pearl Jam are big, big basketball fans. So they named their band Mookie Blaylock to start, and they got a cease and desist, and then that's when Pearl Jam came about.
You see, that is great information. Great information right there. I didn't even have to ask a question. Right there, knowledge off the top of your head. That's what we need. That's what we need.
You know, I just remember being such a big fan. I was really sad when Andrew Wood, you know, passed away. And, you know, I mean, but that was my introduction to the Seattle music scene, because if you think about it, if you go back in the history of that era, I mean, there was Mother Love Bone, yep. And they had gotten signed. Andrew Wood, you know, he passed away. And then, you know, Chris Cornell, who was his college roommate, put together Temple of the Dog. And then, of course, you know, Hunger Strike came out of that, which, yeah, of course, included Eddie Vedder, who was brand new to the scene. Eddie Vedder came from California. Yep.
So I just want to invite you again, go to dmlconspiracy.com, dmlconspiracy.com, Google DML Conspiracy, you can find them, look them up on Spotify, stream the music, download the music, go to the website, buy the merchandise, read the blogs, get familiar with the DML Conspiracy. It has a lot of rock and roll history in the band. Stay tuned for part 3 coming up with Don Michael Lead, and we got some more for you.
If you are a musician or an artist and are currently tuned in to Discover You Radio, please listen carefully because this benefits you. Did you know that every song we play on our platforms, we've paid for? We do not file share whatsoever. We pay our dues. If you submitted your material and we approved it, that means that we either purchased your music through your personal website or through iTunes. If you need proof, we'll give it to you. $1.29 is what we typically pay artists per song. Just ponder on that for a moment. Look, we truly believe in artist support. It goes beyond a like and a share. True support is dropping a buck and some change into your hat, and that's what we do. Discover You Radio is not playing games here. We're playing your music. In fact, we're playing your music that we pay for. Discover You Radio is the real deal when it comes to true artist support. We get it, so we step up and offer more than anyone else. Go to discoveryouradio.com. And submit your song. We pay for it before we play it. Pay to play, reversed.
We're back again with Don Michael Lead of the DML Conspiracy, part 3 of, we call this the wrap-up. We're going to get as much information as we can from Don and, you know, let him share the story. I still want to invite you to go to the website, dmlconspiracy.com. Great artists, great music. Read the blogs. Yeah, get on there.
The blogs will tell you the stories of the songs.
That is right.
And that's what I'm really trying to get out right now is I'm trying to tell a story. It's just a true story based on true things, and I'm trying to get it out there. And so the songs are just part of it. And a lot of people won't understand the songs unless you read the blogs and just kind of understand where everything was at. And this was all based in the 90s, you know, during the actually just as the grunge scene was starting to take off, a lot of this stuff was happening. And I have a very, very close friend who got incarcerated for, you know, 17 years, spent 17 years in prison for a crime he didn't commit. You know, he was released, you know, they figured things out and he was released. And I was talking to him. I told him, I said, you should tell the story. You know, he's a phenomenal musician. He's a great singer, great guitar player.
Uh-huh.
And he was just like, you know, after spending 17 years in prison, he was just like, he didn't want to do it anymore. And he was just, you know, he changed. He wasn't the same guy that went in. And he was, you know, prison kind of hardened him. And he was just a little, you know, he was angry, as he should be. And I was angry. I told him I thought he should tell the story. And he was like, you know, he didn't want to relive it. And so I was like, well, I'm upset and I want to tell the story for you. And I want to tell your story.
Right.
And he was like, you know, I wish you wouldn't, because I really don't want my mom to have to relive all of that. And he said, if you are going to tell the story, you know, I mean, please wait until after, you know, I mean, she's gone. And right. In 2019, she passed away. Very peacefully. I mean, it was natural causes. Nothing. It wasn't COVID related or anything like that. And I'm friends with all of his band members. I'm friends with his family. I'm friends with, you know, his ex-girlfriend. And, you know, I had talked with all of them about this. And, you know, I told them I'm changing the names. I changed all the names. I mean, so there isn't, you know, unless you know the people I'm talking about, then you don't really know, you know, you don't know the details.
So it stays within the
yeah,
circle.
It stays with them. But then I just thought, I thought that I would, in all these songs that I'm writing are all related to each other. They're all related to the story of, you know, I mean, because I was with, I named him Devin, and, you know, in the story, I was with Devin when we met the girls. We met, you know, a couple of dancers at the Whiskey in Los Angeles, in Hollywood, excuse me. And, you know, I mean, we had a great time. They, you know, their relationship lasted for 2 years. Mine, and, you know, I came back home to Houston. I was just there for the weekend. But, you know, him and Mary, they hooked up. They were together for a couple of years. There was a lot of other stuff that was going on. She was also, you know, a musician in a band. You know, she was a singer in a band, and they, you know, they worked together doing, you know, they did songwriting together, but there was some other stuff going on behind the scenes, and she, you know, she had a guy that, you know, was kind of her manager, and her and, you know, and her friend Isabel, you know, decided that, you know, well, actually, I don't think she really did anything. I think it was Isabel, you know, who kind of decided that this guy needed to go.
And this is all part of Elephant in the Room?
Elephant in the Room is I have another song called Played, which is off of the last CD. Oh my God, I can't remember the last CD. An Act of Defiance. Played is actually the cornerstone of the whole story. And Elephant in the Room is the same story, but it's told from a different perspective. And then I have other songs that are being released in the future. I have a song called Sister Mary, which is about Mary herself. And, you know, just the childhoods that she had and, you know, the fact that she became a dancer. And, you know, I mean, I have another song called Gun in His Hand, which is pretty much about my friend. You know, he had the gun in his hand, you know what I mean? But he doesn't remember anything. There was drugs involved. There was a lot of stuff going on at the time. And I think there was a manipulation that was going on, and he was manipulated. He was played.
That sounds pretty heavy.
That's where the song Played comes from. He was played, you know what I mean? And so all these songs are about my, you know, about my friend, about the story. And I hope that, you know, one day he looks at it, and I don't want him to have to relive the horror of what happened.
Yeah.
It was, you know, I wasn't there during the courtroom scenes, but his ex-girlfriend, who is not part of this thing, she was actually there for the court, you know, the court stuff. So I've spoken to her. I've spoken to his best friend. And, you know, I've gotten the details from all that from them. And then his guitar player from his band, who I still stay in touch with, had recently called me up. This all started because he called me up and he found, you know, like the old recordings that they had. And he wanted to, you know, to get them out because they got signed. And then they, you know, all this happened. And so it just didn't materialize the way it was supposed to.
Right.
He had a very promising future and he was cut short. Because he met the wrong people is what it really boils down to. So with that being said, I hope that everyone can, you know, read the blogs, understand the songs, and know what, you know, that I'm trying to, you know, to serve justice in my own little way.
Yeah, that's a noble thing to do. And ladies and gentlemen, this is all related around Elephant in the Room by DML Conspiracy. Dot, I appreciate it very much coming on and sharing your stories. Always, always good stories. So we're going to call it a minute overtime for Dodd Michael Lead in the DML Conspiracy Story with Dodd.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Go to dmlconspiracy.com, read the blogs, get caught up with the stories, purchase the music, go to Spotify, do the streams, support the DML Conspiracy, become a fan. And I know I'm a big fan, and it's a privilege to be able to talk to a rock star when you're a fan, you know. So I dig it. Can you dig it?
I'm glad I could be a rock star for you.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Until next time, we got more coming up on Discussions.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Discover You Radio's podcast. You can also join Will as he goes live on air from 8:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Mountain Time, Monday through Friday, at discoveruradio.com for a glimpse into independent music, interviews, and announcements.